If you're going to try and do something behind one city's back, is it a good idea for you to put a website together called don'ttellthatcity.ca, essentially? In this case, don'ttelltoronto.ca. This is interesting for us because we have friends and a lot of fans of the Rush that live in this city that's trying to steal from another city today.
I like this. I think it's bold. I think it's big. I think it's outside the box thinking. And I think that and it's interesting that this has come out because I thought during the summer last year in 2020 that if I ran a city, which is terrifying for a lot of people, so I'm not going to run a city. However, if I did run a city, I would be sitting with all of the people in my community that were big thinkers and said to them, listen, we're in a world now, Jay, where people want to move, where they're mobile, where they're thinking about getting away from the city of Toronto. How do we get them here?
This is the very opening paragraph of don'ttelltoronto.ca. Look, we love Toronto too. It's got lots of great people, but let's face it, it's tough out there. Tough to find affordable living, tough to find a bit of green space, tough to find parking when you need it. We know it stinks because there's a pandemic and there is nowhere to go. That's why we wanted to put a bug in your ear about London, Ontario.
The forest city, right? And I think this is very, very well thought out by London. They've got a population of about, 380,000 people? They say that they've got a lot of things going on, that there are a lot of Torontonians that perhaps at some point lived in London to attend school, or at the very least visited to attend parties at said school. There's a lot that I like here. They talk about, you know, there's work here, there's manicured parkland.
We've 356 got parks, 7 million trees, citywide trail system.
Yeah, we've got ravines and all sorts of different things. We've got a good space when it comes to specific jobs. They've got a current average home price of $608,000, which is not even anywhere close to comparing to the $987,000 average you find here in the GTA. I wonder how many more cities, and we'd love to hear from you at 416-872-1010. You can text us here on the Rush at 71010. How many other cities should take up this kind of project? Because this seems, and in normal times, I would say, okay, you know, how many people are going to move from Toronto? I'm not saying this to be a snob because I grew up in the burbs too.
Yeah.
But how many people are honestly going to go from Toronto to London? How many, you know, how many are going to stand up, move, pack up the whole family, get in a U-Haul and do that? The answer probably in normal times was a few. Not all that many. This could be massive when people are so willing to be mobile.
If we were doing the show a year ago today, which we were, I don't know that this story would have got on the air.
I don't disagree with you.
I think it's a completely different world now. I think almost everyone listening today has, during what we've all been going through, thought about pulling up stakes and leaving. Unless you were so firmly entrenched and it made no sense to do so, I'm sure it's crossed absolutely everybody's mind.
Have you had the conversation? I've had the conversation. I've had the conversation with my wife. It's just like, could we go somewhere else? Should we be going somewhere else? Do I need to live in the city of Toronto? But then, of course, you have the other part of the conversation, which is what happens when things go back to normal?
Sure.
Are our employers going to be okay with us working from London? Are our employers going to be good with us working from Guelph or whatever city decides to woo us and bring us to their fine ravines and forests?
Are we being wooed? It's interesting as well, too, because employers and companies caught on fairly quickly to people that were pulling up stakes and moving perhaps to a smaller place where the cost of living was lower. And then they started talking about adjusting your wages based on where you live. It's like, oh, you've decided to move to a satellite city where it's significantly cheaper to live. Well, we're going to adjust your pay accordingly. It didn't take long at all. It was record time.
That's a very good point. Let's hear from you on this at 416-872-1010. Especially if you're from London, you know, shout your town a little bit. Give us a good idea of what we're missing here in Toronto and why. Although a lot of people are saying, keep the Toronto scum where they belong. That's nice.
Great.
That's really nice. I'm glad that didn't make the pamphlet.
Steve, you used to live in London.
Yeah, I lived in London back in the early 80s. I used to work at the Grand Theatre. It was a wonderful town. It was close enough to Toronto. If you wanted a dose of the big city, you could just hop in your car. But far enough away from all the nonsense. I had to move here to Toronto to get work and keep working. But I'd move back there in a heartbeat.
All right.
You'd move back, okay. And what's keeping you here?
Well, my business, it's the entertainment field, and it's really, this is the town, this is where you got to be. So I got a few more years before I pack it in.
You sound saddened by the fact that this is where you've got to be.
Yes, I hate this city.
Okay, good. I'm glad I picked up on that.
Yeah. What can I tell you? You know, I hate the traffic, everything else.
Yeah, but so. you love the possibilities and you love the ability to have a profitable company. I get that. I think, and thank you so much for your call, Steve. I think Steve's not alone. I think a lot of people have a grudging relationship with this city because they can't make the kind of income that they can make here anywhere else. But they have to put up with everything that comes along with it. And all this is done, what we're going through right now, is completely magnified all of the terrible things about living in this city. If you're living in a, you know, in a 400 square foot box with no green space, and now that's the only thing you've seen for the last 10 months, I could see you wanting to move anywhere that allowed you a little more room.
Yeah, and the website is don'ttelltoronto.ca. It's done by the people in London who are saying, hey, listen, have a look at the employers and reasons that make so many people love London. Your next career can be here, Torontonians. Why don't you come on over? Come on over and live with us.
The targeting is what makes it, right? It's like, no, we're not going to put out, let's move to London. We're not going to do the normal thing. We're going to target Torontonians.
Yeah.
Right?
And we're going to make it like a kind of hush campaign.
Also, Toronto, I mean, you know, the one of the biggest knocks about us, and I get it, is that Toronto's the center of the universe. And if you don't believe that, just ask a Torontonian.
It's a very good point.
So right? To be wooed is flattering. Hi, Stanley.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. There was an article, a real estate article, and they picked four major cities. London was one of them. It was London, Ontario, Kingston, Brantford, not the one north. What's the one west?
Brantford,
and I think Cambridge was another one.
Okay.
So another hour and a half, 2 hour drive. If you only got to come into work once or twice a week, people are willing to do that. Hey, you look at the city workers. I guarantee you 20% of Toronto city workers live outside of Toronto. Paramedics, police, city workers, parks and recs. A lot of the people live outside of Toronto.
Yeah, you know what? We're getting a lot of that. Cops, medics, fire people. A lot of them live outside of Toronto. Getting that on our text board.
I'm only here for the work. That's it. If I could move, I'd move. Absolutely. Maybe Ottawa, somewhere nice, ravines, rivers, biking, a lot of nice stuff going on there.
Wow. Okay.
I would move. Thank you.
Thank you, Stanley.
It's a two-hour drive, right?
I think you're going to hear Stanley and Steve played for the mayor today. Because how's he feel about London trying to take away his citizens?
Don't worry about that. That's
right?
A great idea. 5:35 this afternoon. I love that. Because, I mean, do you clap back if you're Toronto or you just say, okay, whatever, you leave. Leave if you wish to leave. It's fine. No hurt feelings here in Toronto.
And we got two mayors fighting over us.
That'd be very good.
You know what? London's had great ideas for a long time. Years ago, I visited London, and then I got on a morning show I was doing at the time, and didn't talk glowingly about their city, about the experience that I had.
You smack-talked London.
I did. I didn't say terrible things, but I didn't say very flattering things about my visit.
I knew you back then. I think you probably were a lot meaner.
Nonsense. Anywho. The mayor of London reached out to me and said, hey, listen, why don't I change your mind? Why don't you come down this weekend? They were having the Canadian Comedy Awards that weekend, hosting them in London. He said, we're doing a train. You come down on the train and I'll take you to dinner with some of the people from London and we'll see if we can't change your mind about it. I remember, and I left with a completely different attitude.
And you took him up on it and did all that.
I did. I took him up on it. And, you know, it became a great thing between their city and our city that started off as what could have been an angry letter to my program director. Another one, and it ended up with a relationship that continued to this day. I still talk glowingly about the city.
Another one. You know what? Actually, it's interesting because I went there for the Conservative convention. Oh, it feels like about 6-7 years ago now. Lovely, lovely city. And the first bar I walked into in London, I couldn't tell you what the name of it was. Sat down for a bite to eat. Somebody came up to me and said, hey, do you work at, because I was doing TV at the time, do you work at Sun TV? Are you Ryan from Sun TV? And I was only a fill-in at that point.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. They said, I don't really want to bother you, but your bill is on me. No, just have as much as you want. And I'd just love it if you could come over to the table and take a picture. I'm like, I never get this in Toronto. This is phenomenal. Free wings?
In Toronto, people throw their food at me.
Yeah. It's like I'm wearing ketchup and condiments, all sorts of condiments.